Carlos Demetrius, stand up. They just got married last weekend. You can sit. You know, we usually do 8 weeks, and for counseling, we had to take 24 for them. No, I'm just funny. Good young couple. It's great. Hallelujah. Andrea, good to see you. If you got your Bibles, open up to Romans 8, 26. This is the Apostle Paul writing. It says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him, and having called them, he gave them right standing with himself, and have given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Now just go back to verse 28, please. We're going to kind of stay on that for a minute. You know, we know in society, in our media, they just love, stories go out, they just love to do their little spin on things. They got this spin team to go out and just kind of alleviate what's being said, to try to take away and modify the perception of certain topics so that it doesn't have a negative effect on a person or organization. And I want you to know that God is your spin doctor. It says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good. Now understand, God isn't the cause of everything that comes in your life. People will say, well, God caused it. No, it could be the enemy. It could be because of us. It could be because we live in a fallen world. He is not the root cause to everything that goes on in your life, but he can turn that around and work it for your good. Excuse me. He causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him. But here's the catch. It's according to his purpose for your life, not our purpose for our life. You have to love God. In order to love God, you have to follow his commandments. And those commandments were what? Love him and love who else? Your neighbor. Love God and love people. We got to follow those commandments. God is the factor. See, people can go around and say they're not walking in love because I don't feel loved by them. But in reality, here's the thing. God knows our heart. It's his standards, not ours. Some people's perception of love is you need to worship me, basically, more so than anybody else. Well, that's not God's love, because we're not supposed to put anyone above him. Okay, so he knows our heart. He is the one that causes all things to work together for good, not man. You're being your own God when you're doing that. When a person is going around plain, trying to work everything together, they are just plain God. It's not God doing it. That's them. Using their own spin team, trying to reduce the negative impact of a story that may come against them. You don't have to waste your time or your energy doing all of that. God is a spin doctor. He will cause all things to work together. Yeah, they said that about you. It's okay. He's going to turn that around. He's going to magnify you to another level. He's going to take you to another level. Whether it doesn't matter. He's going to turn that and work that for your good. it's going to fuel him to do something extraordinary in your life. Now, if you have your own team, spin team, trying to reduce the negative impact of what's being said about you, then you're not allowing God to work everything together for your good. You are being your own God. You don't have to chase down stories. You don't have to send people out to say certain things in order to drown out the negative. You won't have to mislead anyone anymore. You won't have to slander anyone's name to make your name look great. If you sincerely trust God, if you really love him, and again, loving him is following his commandments, you won't ever have to go down and chase those things down, those stories down anymore. Staying up all night, getting up early in the morning, trying to figure out how am I going to spin this story. Don't worry. Go to sleep. He's working on it. He's already got it planned out. It's not news to him that somebody said something about you. It's going to happen. You know, when I played hoops, I mean, people used to think that growing up, I'm introverted, but when I played hoops, I talked smack all the time to the point to where it's like, did that come out of Tim's mouth? See, that was way, way back in the day. People are going to say things. But God will cause everything to work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. So ask yourself this question here. Do I really love God? You know, years ago they put out the Old and New Testament had a bunch of actors reading the Bible. It's called The Bible Experience. Anybody remember that? The Bible Experience? It's really, really good. Got Denzel on there and stuff. Really, really, really good. And I was listening to it when I was sleeping, and I began dreaming. Had a dream that I was walking with Jesus. And this just, you can imagine just all of this is just a bunch of trees. And I was walking with him. And literally, we're like walking hand in hand, and he was walking with me. And I'm sitting over trying to get a look of his face. And then as I'm looking, I end up bumping someone. And I didn't say anything because I was just continually walking with him. And then now, as I'm looking, I see the corner of my eye, like this guy's like trying to start a fire in his hand, the guy that I bumped. And he's trying to start a fire. And then now my attention is off of Jesus. And in my peripheral, I can see the guy coming up. And as he's coming up, I let go of his hand and I knock it out of his hands and I just try to keep up and walking. And then there was like a brush that kind of came in together. And I don't know why I did this. I karate kicked the thing to let us through. It's just weird. And then I keep on walking. And then the guy came again. I saw the fire coming out of my eyes. And the Lord is saying, stay focused. We're walking hand in hand with Jesus, and we want to get all out of focus. We want to get our attention on that person that's trying to come at us. Stay focused. You have a personal relationship with Jesus, and we're caught up on what they said, what they've done. Stay focused. Stay focused. There's a lot of distractions in our life that may take our eyes off of Jesus, and it's not necessarily the distractions that is the problem. It's who we are being distracted from. Every once in a while, I'll get one of those texts from Lonnie Hilton. God loves you and wants to spend time with you more than you know. More than you know. But here's the thing. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede with you? Romans 8:26, it says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what God wants us to pray for. Your first response should be prayer in God. Prayer to God. Your first response should be prayer. And then the word that he's going to give you to say. Then seeking out people to help you spin the story. If you're seeking out people to spin a story, you forgot the first step, prayer. Then he'll send those people into your life to help you. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. And sometimes we don't know how or what we should pray for. But when we begin to pray in the Spirit, we pray the perfect will of God for our lives. I'm going to go remote. There's a story. I shared this years ago. And as I was just chilling on the couch, I remember getting a message from my cousin, whom we shared the same birthday, October 14th. And he tells me, hey, man, pray for your cousin. She's getting ready to go into surgery. She doesn't like being put under. She's going for back surgery. And she doesn't like being put under. He goes, well, pray for her. And so, I didn't really know how to pray. I said, I can say, Lord, I believe that she's going to be healed, but I was just prompted to pray in the Spirit. You're praying the perfect will of God. So the day of her surgery, she has her surgery. Everything went great, but the thing is that she didn't come out of that. They couldn't wake her up. They tried everything that they could. And the Holy Spirit told my dad, call Tim up and tell Tim to leave a message on the phone. So when he prayed, when he called me up and he said, hey, call Dorothy up and just leave a message. She's going to let it go to voicemail. Just leave a message on the phone. I said, all right. So what did I pray? I prayed in English, but I prayed what I had prayed a few weeks back. And what I prayed in the Spirit, that came out. And they played that voicemail. That's what woke her up. I didn't know what I should have prayed back then. But I was praying the perfect will of God over her life. Was that because of you? No, it's because you're being obedient to what God is telling you to do. This verse does not say that everything came from God. And just because God knows everything doesn't mean what you're facing is from him. Okay? It may have come from your own doing, or you have to understand that that's when people, when you know it's your own doing, that's when you need your own spin team, because you know God ain't going to help you in that. But you got to understand, he will. If you just be transparent and just be honest with him, he knows everything. He knows all of our thoughts. We can't hide anything from him. So you might as well be transparent with him. Rather than going around, man, I need you to spend this for me. I need your help in this, man. Can you just go out and just say somebody to say this and this and this and that? Well, sure, I can do that. God doesn't need you to do that. He doesn't need you to do that. When you allow the Holy Spirit to help you, then you can take what the enemy has done, and God will help it work for your good and according to his purpose. You got to understand, God's good is better than your good. You can take something and work it around and spin it and make it work for your good, but his good is going to be better than your good. It's going to come out better. The Father knows our hearts. And it's according to his standards and not ours. So it doesn't matter what other people say about you. They're going to talk regardless. Save yourself some time. Save yourself some energy. And stay focused on the assignment that you're called to. God knows what you're saying and what's in your heart, even through groaning and praying in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, you pray the perfect will of God. And 1 Corinthians 14:2 says this. For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God, which is a good thing. And see, the enemy doesn't even know what you're saying. So now he can't even devise little obstacles and junk to try to trip you up. And he says, since people won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the what? Power of the Spirit. But it will all be mysterious. And here's another thing. There is never a selfish prayer when it's prayed in the Spirit. There is never a selfish prayer. It's impossible to pray a selfish prayer when you're praying in the Spirit. Because your Holy Spirit is interceding with you. And not only that, you will be praying the perfect will. So has God's word changed over the years? But yet some people will deem this irrelevant. I said this years ago. Years ago. I'm all for reformation. But reformation that leaves out the Holy Spirit and the gifts, I'm just not down with. I won't ever be down with that. This is more relevant today than it was 50 years ago. 100 years ago. 2,000 years ago. It's not a movement. It's a way of life. So what's God's purpose in this? It says, the word says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. His purpose is in the next verse right here, verse 29 of Romans. It says, for God knew his people in advance and he chose them to be like his son. God wants you to be like Jesus. In 1 John 3:8, I believe it says, and it was for this purpose that the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. God's purpose is for you to be just like Jesus for your life, not just inwardly, but outwardly. And the works that I do shall you do also, and you will do what? Greater works. So inwardly, we're changed. Outwardly, we're being renewed. Our minds are being renewed day by day. But outwardly, God wants us to be just like him, like Jesus. Our works need to line up with the works that Jesus has done. And some people may get caught up on the greater works, but he says, and you will do greater works. So don't leave out the works of Jesus to skip to the greater works. Do both. Do both. You'll be just like Jesus. And Romans 8:28 is a conditional scripture. You got to love God. And I realized something. Not everybody loves God. Not everyone loves God. It says, love God, love people. It doesn't, listen, people got to forgive. They got to forgive. I said, but it doesn't mean there's no passivity in Christianity. There's no pass. You're not supposed to be walked all over. And if people are walking all over you, then it's time to cut that, confront them, and do what you need to do. In love. But sometimes they just don't want to listen. Some people are hard-headed that way. They're stubborn. They want their way. And they can't get their way with you because they want to control you. If they want to control you, then understand they're not operating in the Spirit of God. They're not submitted to God themselves. It says, if you love him, you will have to follow his commandments. And the Bible says, love works no ill towards their neighbor. So we love God. We love people. And God will always finish what he started. After giving them those whom he had called and predestined, he gave them right standing with him. He made them righteous. God will always finish what he started in you. Don't you run out ahead and try to finish it yourself. Let him work in you. He's made you righteous. You don't have to go out and do all the works just to be righteous, just to try to get him to love you. He already loves you. But do you love him? If you love him, you will love his people. And after making them righteous, he gives them his glory. He gives them eternal security. And in Psalms 34:19, it says, even when bad things happen to the good and godly ones, the Lord will save them and not let them be defeated by what they face. Why do bad things happen to good people? When bad things happen to the good and godly ones, the Lord will save them. Stop trying to save yourself by putting out your own spin team. God will save those who are good and godly. If you're putting out your own spin team, that means you're bad and ungodly. He'll save you. He'll help you. He will turn that situation around just like he did for Joseph. Just like he did for his people. He will always turn that situation around. When you love him and you're called according to his purpose. So let's resist trying to save yourself. Resist. Resist the devil. And he will do what? Flee from you. I love it. I love the fact that in James 4:7, we use that all the time. We've talked about it. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, the reason why you got a whole lot of stuff going against you is because, you know, you're not submitted to God. That's not true. He says, what's that scripture? Put that back up. Please, Psalms 34. When bad things happen to the good and godly ones. So if the enemy is coming after the good and godly ones, does that mean that you're not submitted to God? No, that means you are submitted to God. See, the enemy will always use a vessel just like God wants to use a vessel. And those who are submitted to the devil will go out and do those things against their neighbor. James, I'm talking about the brethren now. James is saying, you, brethren, stop working ill towards your neighbor. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil. And he will flee from you. God's opposing you right now. But he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourself to God. You like to stir up conflict? Submit yourself to God. You like to start arguments? Submit yourself to God. You like to slander? Submit yourself to God. I'm talking about against your neighbor. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. So don't allow people to put that on you, that tag on you. The reason why you got a whole lot of stuff going on in your life is because you're not living godly life. You're not submitted to God. Well, I am. That's the reason why the devil's coming after me. That's the reason why the enemy's trying to stir up stuff in your life. It's because you are submitted to God, and the enemy don't like it. You got a tag on your back, and you always going to have that tag until you take dominion over that. Paul had that young lady who had a spirit of divination. These men work for the Most High God. He finally got tired of it and he cast that demon out. But who wants the devil advertising for him? Who wants the devil saying, hey, he works for God? And when bad things happen to good and godly ones, if you ever question yourself, why is this happening to me? It's because the enemy sometimes can see what's in you or what your giftings before you can even see them. So he's trying to get rid of it in that infant stage. He's trying to get rid of your gifts and trying to get you off course. He doesn't want you to fulfill the call in your life. And we know that God will cause everything to work together. Imagine yourself being on a boat. You got any swimmers in here? All y'all know how to swim? I learned the hard way. My friends, I have some great friends that, you know, you're at a pool and you just kind of got your feet in it and everything because I couldn't swim. And then they decided, Tim's going to swim today. And just like they're good-hearted selves, they take you and throw you right in. And then I had a doggy paddle all the way to the edge of the pool to grab onto the rail or something. And, oh, yeah, let's play tag. I can't play tag. I'm holding on to the thing and I'm trying to get this swimming under. Doesn't work. But if you can imagine yourself, if you are not a swimmer getting on a boat, with all your other friends that may be swimmers and you're on that boat. Now, I understand. I hear you. Why on earth would I be on a boat when I can't swim? Why would I even have any friends? I like to get on a boat and be out there in the ocean. That's not me. That's not something I do. I said, just roll with me for a second. But there's a storm that comes. You're on that boat and that storm arises. Flips the boat over. Everybody's thrown off. The boat is just shattered in pieces. And you got floating pieces everywhere. Now, everyone can get to one, but they see you over there flailing your arms, help, drowning, you kick. And the more and more you do that, the more and more you start to, you panic, you end up sinking, you end up making it worse for yourself. Now, I didn't know, and I always had a hard time. You can just float there. Some people can just float. It's like how you just kick your feet, just float. If you just stay calm, just kick your feet a little bit, just kind of wade in the water a little bit, you know. You can float. But see, if you're panicking in the middle of all that chaos, you're doing it yourself, it becomes a mess. But if you call out to God, if you cry out to God, if you ask for help, help will come. And then once they got you, you're still kicking your feet like you're in a hotel trying to untuck the covers. Trying to kick all over. Hey, man, just let go. Calm down. I got you. God's got you. Jesus is saying, I got you. Just calm down. You don't have to panic. You don't have to lose your head. Just calm down. I got this. I know what they said about you. I got this. I have a hard time. I struggle with something that's like, there's a man that said something to me. Man, I kid you not. There's some thoughts that I want to go by that person's house to pay him a visit and ding dong throat punch. Literally. Because it was like a week before I went into the hospital. And he was saying they have he has a shovel out back where he could bury me. That little midget. No, I'm sorry. Now, he didn't know that I can do what I can do. Because I can throw hands. But I didn't. And I remember him walking into my room in the ICU. One of the first words he said was, you have something to tell me? Nope. But I remember you, Jack. And the Lord said, let it go. You don't have to do it yourself. I'm going to take care of it. That's hard to let it go. Why? Because I want to do it myself. Lord, what you want to do is not better than what I want to do to him. That would be too good. I want them to suffer. I want to get them back. Ain't nobody ever say that to me. You can bury me in your backyard. I want to get them back. I want to knock somebody out. But I can't. Walk with me. I want to get them back. No, no, no. Stay focused, Tim. Walk with me. I can't do that. Because now I'll be taking myself out of the will of God. And when it's all said and done, I'll probably be smiling for a few days. But it wouldn't be worth it. Stay focused. Stop plotting. God's got it. He's trying to help you. He wants you to do it. But stay focused. Keep yourself in his love. You don't have to spin. Just walk with him. Just walk with him. I know they hurt you. I know they hurt you. God is saying, I know they hurt you. It hurt me to see you go through that. I know what they said about you. It hurt me to hear that. But just stay focused. I love you more than you ever know. I know you lost that. But just stay focused. Stay focused. He says, I will work everything together for the good of those who love the Father and are called according to his purpose. So we never allow 15 seconds of ignorance to ruin our whole life. 15 seconds. 5 seconds on what that man had said. I could be doing jail time. It would probably be worth it after a year. I mean, after a week. I said, yeah, got him back. But yeah, he's still out there. I'm in here. That's not worth it. And if you are in there, God is saying, I will work it for your good. Joseph got thrown in jail for doing something he didn't do. He did the right thing. And they still threw him in jail. But you know what? God's hand wasn't off of him. God still worked it for his good. God promoted. You know, every single time I've seen somebody say something to me or what have you, I said, there was promotion the next time. I talk about that young man who's, if he's still in haze, I don't know. But I mean, I'm talking about when I'm young, I was at the daily. We work a 12 to 5 a.m. shift for the Sunday paper to get the Sunday paper out. And you have we work from 6:30 to 9:30 on Saturday. And so we got a little break. So some of those guys would go and have a few. And dude came back lit up. He had a bottle of Jack, sat on the mailbags. I said, this cat, our boss was gone. He was on vacation. I said, this Jack is crazy. So we have a thick paper. All those inserts are in it, and every paper's just flying everywhere. He was just taking them and throwing them, taking them and throwing them. I stopped. I said, get out. And he came over, stood right in front of me, face to face. And y'all know what I'm thinking. It's about to go down. And the Lord intervened. And a spirit of peace just came all over my body. And as he was just standing there, just talking and spitting all in my face and every which way, and the alcohol just stinking. And I'm just standing there. You done? Grab your bottle. Go home. We'll see you Monday. And he just turned around and left. And I remember one of the drivers telling me, man, I thought you were going to knock that dude out. I said, me too. But what I had in mind, my wife, my boys, my kids, couldn't do that. You can't allow 15 seconds of ignorance to ruin your whole day. People are going to be ignorant. Hey, they're going to say stupid things. You can't get all worked up over that. As good as it may seem. Now, I'm not saying get walked all over. Jesus didn't get walked all over by Pharisees. He shut it down. Just be bold with what you're saying. Don't allow anyone to push you around. They don't have that right. Get Brian in here and wrestle him down, huh, Brian? God loves you more than you know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every head bowed, every eye closed, if you would. If there's anyone here who are dealing with some self-esteem issues, just constantly beating yourself up, I want you to know, God really do love you. And his purpose is to create you, to make you just like Jesus is. That's the end goal right there. But if you're just having trouble just with your self-esteem, just raise your hand real quick and we'll pray with you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands going up. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, I thank you for those hands, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you love them. I thank you that they love you and that they are called according to your purpose, Father God. Father, as they spend more time with you, you're doing a work in them already. And as you are always faithful to fulfill everything that you started in them, help them to be more bolder in their walk, in their faith. Lord, we thank you for your word, that they can go to it every single day and start rooting out all that self-esteem issues that they may have. Put godly friends around them, godly people that will build them up, not tear them down. Lord, we just thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's stand. Hallelujah. It's coming. The new edition will be coming. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glory to God. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. I'm going to wait. I'm going to write it down in my notebook. Hallelujah. I thank you for the healing that you're doing in this young couple right here, Lord. Hallelujah. And he causes all things to work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. We thank you for strengthening them, for loving them, for protecting them, and for restoring what's lost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Shelby. God's turning your situation around. But get to the place of where you can trust fully in him. If you would. How do I say this? I'll tell you more later. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.